Boker Tov,
School Shem Rabot, welcome to SBM Summer Call. This is Baruch Hashem, my fourth year here.
Shem said, it's a big zaf, it's a lot tzok. And it's a big, I remember it felt like just like yesterday when Josh and Yoav came to visit me in the house. And then the rest, as they say, is history. Baruch Hashem. So, anyway, I want to welcome you. And I want to start off with maybe a few Dvir Chizuk, and then just to, you know, this is not class, but first of all, before anything, Agon Chamin Tzion, Alav Shalom, his Yartzeit is next Tuesday, Yuftait B'Tammuz. So he used to have this thing on the first day of Shir, on the first day of this month, and Porat Yosef used to go around the Shir and ask everybody their names. Because you're not teaching, you know, you're not teaching tables, you're teaching people, Neshamot, Am Yisrael. So Baruch Hashem, you have some old faces, new faces, Hashem Yisrael, Baruch Hashem. So a lot of you I know, some of you I don't. And I would love to get to, you know, Yididai v'chavivai. So, you know, I know everybody, Kim'at, but some in the back row. What's your name over there?
Jordan.
Jordan what?
Ramanan.
Jordan Bilaz. V'yikare shemo b'Yisrael.
Shemal
Moshe. Shemal Moshe, and you're here. So, yeah. And Mordechai. Eliyahu. Mordechai's brother, Hashem Yisrael. Okay, almost everybody else I know. Huh? Yeah, no. Rayon Bilaz. Yeah. Anyway, Bekitsur. Dimitkere. Aval, so I wanna tell you a story, a short story that happened to me mamash a few weeks ago. And then you'll understand where I'm going with this. A few weeks ago we had a Shabbat Chatan, a Simcha in the family. So they took all of us to some hotel in Sofa Olam Smola. And so we went there.
For Shabbat,
for Friday Shabbat in Yodama. So we were there, and you know, I was there, and I have a problem. I have a very big problem that I can't go anywhere without tefillin, because I get bored very quickly, and I don't, you know, I get nervous when I'm bored. So my wife always makes sure that I take tefillin, because then that keeps me silent and calm. So anyway, b'kitzur, so I took tefillin. I took a seat, you know, somewhere in the back. I found the couch. I sat down and did the daf. Baruch Hashem, you know, there's pictures and Zafan, this was all on Friday. And, you know, it took me 5 minutes to take pictures. And I sat in for about two and a half hours or so. I did the daf three times. The Chazara, the Gemara, the Shito Sefot with the Alachot. And then all of a sudden, I hear, as I'm learning, I kind of tune out when I'm learning. And then I hear some guy, like, I hear clicks. It sounds like pictures. I turn around, I see a photographer. He's taking pictures of me, learning. It was a Jewish guy, Erev Shabbat. I say, time out. I say, bueno. I say, what are you doing? So he says, I'm taking pictures. I say, let me explain something to you. Okay, and this you remember for life. This I'm talking to a Yid, a Jewish photographer. I said, what's photography? You want to memorialize, you want to take pictures of things that are extraordinary, right? Things that are out of the norm. Wow, you know, people are dressed up for a simcha, whatever, things that are out of the norm. So you take a picture in order to memorialize that, whatever. So, but that you have to do for things that are out of the ordinary. I said, a guy learning, this is the most normal thing in the world. So what are you taking pictures? Go look for things outside, take a picture of the grass, of the zachin, you know, things that, the scenery, the people. Why are you taking pictures of me? He says, no, because, you know, you're learning. I said, listen. I said, you know Tosfos? I said, Takshiv Tov. I have a question over here. I'm learning the daf. I had a question on Tosfot. I said, I'll make a deal. If you can help me with the Tosfot, you can take pictures. So, that's... He says, no, what Tosfot was that? I said, Tosfot. So, that's the deal. And then he walked away. Aval, I admit, no, you have to understand. The Torah is a way of life. I don't have to tell you, and it's the same everywhere. Look, I'm not even talking about, look at Great Neck 10 years ago. I'm not even talking about that. Look at Great Neck 2 years ago. Or a year ago, and look at it today. The Torah causes transformation. Any keilah that ever had anything, any gadlut to it, was only al yedei Talmud Torah. Everything else is wonderful and necessary. Minyanim and kashrut and mikveh and Shabbat, that's all bevadai u bevadai. But if you want to bring up a keilah, that's only as a result of Torah Kedoshah. And guess what? Certainly, it's with regards to the people who are learning, but I'll tell you a secret. When there's limud Torah be'ayun, when you sit down and not only learn Torah as a subject, you know, not learn Torah like in a, you know, university, you give a Talmudic lecture, you give like a, no, the Torah is, Torah is kim chayenu. It's a part of life. The Torah, I'll tell you, there's a famous vart that Mereshiva Alev Shalom used to say. There's a Gemara, Masechet Shabbat Daf Pechet. Everybody knows this Gemara. The Gemara says that before HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Am Yisrael the Torah, kafa alehim har kegigit. Picked up the mountain and he put it on top of them and he says, im tekablu Torah mutav. If you accept the Torah, great. Ve'im lav, sham te'e kevuratchem. Right? If not, you know, we'll drop the mountain, mass grave, end of story, end of Am Yisrael, or not end of Am Yisrael, they never began to end, and that's a story, you know, and Am Yisrael will be just a piece of history in a museum. So, and the Gemara says that they accepted it, but it was really kind of forced. Ve'adar kibelua bimei HaChashverosh, when did they accept it out of love? Kiyemu ve'kibelua Yehudim, later on in the days of Purim. Tosafot asks a very obvious question. The Tosafot on the top, they ask the following. Say 1 second. HaKadosh Baruch Hu went to all the nations of the world and they said, what's written? It was Matin. Then he came to Am Yisrael and they said, Na'aseh v'nishma. I don't get it. They said, Na'aseh v'nishma before hearing what's even written inside, which means that they accepted it willingly. When do you have to force somebody? You have to force somebody to do something that they don't want to do. Am Yisrael already accepted the Torah v'na'aseh v'nishma. So what does Hashem have to know? Now go and force them. Understand the question? The whole thing doesn't make sense. They already said, Na'aseh v'nishma. I've given them the Torah shalom. Says Tosfot, what's the answer? Hashem was concerned that because of all of the pomp and circumstance the Torah was given with, right? The thunder and lightning and fire and smoke and zachin. So Hashem was afraid that they would get scared and back off. That's why Hashem felt the need to force them. Ad kan divrei Tosfot. Yeah? Frek the Yeshiva, Alev Shalom, Agron Rav Shmuel Berman, the Yeshiva, the Mir Yeshiva. He asked the following. I must have heard this from him tens of times when I was in Yeshiva. He says, I don't understand. You know, look at the chronology here. Right? They say Na'aseh v'nishma. Then Hashem gives the Torah with thunder, lightning, fire, whatever. He's afraid that they're going to change their mind. Therefore, he forces them and he gives it to them. They said Na'aseh v'nishma. Give the Torah as is. Leave out thunder, lightning, fire, shofarot, smoke, whatever. Leave it out. Just give the Torah as is. You have Na'aseh v'nishma. You don't have to force anything. Shalom. Understand? Why do you need all this stuff? And he said, Yesod l'kol ha'chaim. Takshiv tov. Says, it's impossible that Kadosh Baruch Hu could not have given the Torah without fire. Because the Torah is fire. There's no Torah innately is fire. All of the things that came along with it, the thunder, the lightning, the smoke, the shofarot, that's all of what the Torah is and more. It's all contained inside. Torah Tashem Temimah Meshivat Nafesh. Kadosh Baruch Hu could not have avoided giving it that way. Therefore, once he has to give it that way, then he has to force them. You understand? Torah without fire is not Torah. It might be a subject, not something nice to teach in university and to get a BA from, whatever. Yeah? Aval, Torah it's not. Torah is something that changes a person. The fire is able to, you know, fire can do things, you know, to melt and to cook, and what fire changes the form of things. Torah changes the form also. Not only of the person learning, but everybody around it. You see? People, not only over here, the whole, I'm saying Gritnik as a whole, Queens, what, any place that's, you know, on the Jewish map of the world, only became that way because it has a center of Torah. I will tell you, you have a tremendous zechut. I'm not saying this because I teach you. I'm saying this objectively. I've been in a lot of places. But you have a tremendous zechut to sit and learn Torah, be'atmada. You have people who appreciate Talmud Torah and Talmud Chachamim, which, by the way, is not a given. There's many places where, you know, people, you know, sometimes Amei Haaretz are very, you know, fire and brimstone against the Torah. Why? They like to keep him stupid. Yeah, you know, the stupider the better. That's the way it goes. Aval, lo kempo. Right over here, people, Baruch Hashem, okire Torah. They understand the value of Torah. They understand the value of Talmid Chachamim. They respect Talmid Chachamim. Hashem Yisrael. They look, I don't know if you, I've been here, Baruch Hashem, for a few years now. And if you look around, even at the Ba'alei Batim over here, when they come in and out of their tefillot, v'chule, v'chule, even the people who don't necessarily actively participate in the shiurim and in the learning, whatever, but they have a look of admiration. They admire. Why? Because that's what the Torah is. The Torah is meromemet et ha'adam. It brings a person up. It causes a person to be, you know, it's, if you look in the sixth perek of Pirkei Avot in the Baraita, meromamto gadalto al kol ha'ma'asim. It raises him. It makes a person a different bria. There's a Jew, right? There's different, you know, there's domem, chai, Adumim, Tzomeach, Chai, Medaber. And then there's what? And then there's a Yid. But you know what's on top of Yisrael? You know what's on top of a Jew? A Jew learns Torah. It's a totally different creature. Totally, totally different thing. It's a big, big thing. So you have a tremendous zechut. And the zechut becomes compounded when it's during the summer. You know, people spent their whole year learning and studying and doing all their things. Hashem Yisrael, they come during the summer to be with the Chevra, to learn Torah, Be'at Mada together. Ein lemala mizeh. Ashrechem, ashrechem kechem. It's a huge, huge thing. So that's for the... Is it not nachon kacha? Is it nachon? Is it be'emet kacha? Be'emet, they come and they have a tremendous zechut. And, you know, ashrechem, v'ashrei yoledtechem. You have to tell your parents also, there should be tremendous repair. It's an unbelievable thing. To have b'nei Torah, you know, there's a pasuk in Shmuel. Ki ha'adam yir'e la'aynayim, v'ashem yir'e la'levav. People can only see skin deep. Kadosh Baruch Hu penetrates. He can see into a person's heart. I don't judge people, even though I wouldn't call it from a different world, but I went through the system, Baruch Hashem. I don't judge people by the color of their shirt. Yeah, you understand? By the color of their shirt, by the color of their kippah, their sneakers, and the chonze, the color of their shtreimel. The only thing that counts is a person's Torah, u'ma'asim tovim, hashkafa tehora, to have a clear, it's not a given that a person's normal in this generation. Person, you have to, there's a lot of people who learn, but learn krum. You know what krum means? Crooked. A lot of people are crooked, very crooked minds. Shechem Yisrael, you have a chance to learn Torah and to understand Dvar Hashem, to understand Gemara, to understand Halacha, Musar, to be a mensch. Ze kol ze, anak. Yeah? So first of all, I think even before we get started, we have to be makir tova. Makir tova. To appreciate and to show gratitude to the people, to the individuals, and to the boards, and to everybody who had a chilek in making this happen. Is it lo davar pashut? It's not a davar pashut, and you have to be makir tova. I'll tell you, one time I heard, there's one of the most famous Sephardic Rashi Yeshiva in Israel today, happens to be Meshari. You know that? His name is Gaon Rabbi Yehuda Kohen.
Kohen.
Yeah? Used to be Kohanim, but he changed it. Yeah. Anyway, Bekitzur, you know, he's Rishiv of Yakir Yishana.
Yeah, he comes often.
Anyway, he was Talmid Mufhak of Agon Chamed Tzion. So one time, my Chavrusa, who learned in Yakire, so he...
Chamaron.
He learned in Yakire for 6 years.
Before Chavidat?
Before Chavidat, yeah. Wow. Anyway, Bekitzur, so he learned there. And he had Chavrusa with Rabbi Yehuda Kohen every day. Chavrusa with him. And there were some days that people just kept on bothering the Rishiva. You know, you need this and that. You know, things come up when you're Rishiva. There's a lot of things that come up. And one time, he just got so frustrated, Rav Yehuda Kohen, that he kept on getting, interrupted, and he had to get up and leave in the middle of Chavrusa. He closed his farim, and he gave like a, you know, he was like, Gam lilmod Torah, tzarech zechut. To learn Torah, you need zechuyot. It's not, sit down and learn. It doesn't work like that. You need a zechut to sit down and learn. If you're here, that means that Kadosh Baruch Hu gave you the zechut. Take advantage. Okay? And we'll tie that's that. I want to give you just a little pticha. We were thinking what to learn for the summer. Now, Baruch Hashem, the topics that we've learned the previous 3 summers have been a big hit. We tackled Tefillat HaShachar, then we did Hilchot Borer B'Shabbat. Last year we did Bishul and Pata Akum. It was big stuff. This year I thought a little bit something also light, but very, very interesting. My favorite Masechet in Seder Mo'ed is Masechet Sukkah. So, Arba'at Aminim, there's a lot of intricacies over there. We like to learn Be'ayun. If you've ever been part of our shiurim, we get to the kishkas of the Gemara, the lumdus, real Sephardic lumdus, the real lumdus. Yeah. Anyway, to get to this lumdus is really understanding the pshat. So I just think, we've decided to learn the third pirik of Masechet Sukkah, which in general discusses the laws of Arba'at Aminim, which Haba'alinu Tova V'Livracha. It's coming up b'Chag HaSukkot. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of lumdus and a lot of shas concepts in this perek, which we will tackle. A question that all of the mefarshim, first of all, just to begin as an introduction to the perek, there's a Rambam, I'll read to you the Rambam in Perek Zayin, Milchot Lulav, Halachat Tedvar. So Rambam says as follows. We know that the Torah tells us the essence of mitzvah lulav, there's a mitzvah midoraita, ulkachtem lachem b'yom arishon pri ait adar, kapotemarim, v'anaf etzavot v'avenachal, usmachtem nifnei Adonai Elohechem shiv'at yamin. Which means, there's a mitzvah, the Torah says to take Arba'at Aminim, the Gemara learns from each one. The Torah doesn't say exactly what the pri eitz adah, right? A fruit of a beautiful tree. What does that mean? The Gemara says there's a havamin in the Gemara. We know it's an etrog. The Gemara thought maybe it's a chavush. You know what chavush is?
No.
Quint.
Quint. It's in Persian. It's called be.
Yeah.
Right?
Choresh.
Anyway, the kitzur, everything always revolves around the choresh.
Different type of choresh.
Oh, it is?
It is a different choresh,
type of choresh. They put that in?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't like it. My parents are a big fan of it.
Quince. Sometimes I have a mean, maybe it's that, maybe it's a pomegranate. There's all sorts of... We know all these things. When I was doresh from psukim, each one of these minim. Top. The Rambam says that if you look at the pasuk, there's two different parameters of this mitzvah. I'll read to you the Rambam. Zayin tetvav. So he says,
Mishacharav
in lulav. He says, Mishacharav bet hamikdash hitkinu shiye lulav nital bechol makom shiv'a yemei chag lezecher hamikdash. He says, although bizman bet hamikdash, when the bet hamikdash still stood, the mitzvah of lulav, the mitzvah of arba'at haminim, only applied for one day outside the bet hamikdash. Mm-hmm. Outside the bet hamikdash. It says, the Torah says, Ulkachtem lachem bayom harishon, on the first day, and that's it. However, the Gemara does say that in the Beit HaMikdash proper, in the Azarav Beit HaMikdash, the mitzvah of lulav applied all 7 days. Why? Because the end of the Pasuk says, Usmachtem lifnei Hashem Elokechem shiv'at yamim. Yeah? You should be glad in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu for 7 days. The Gemara darshens that, and daf mem aleph. That's a reference to mitzvah lulav that it says in the beginning of the pasuk. If you happen to have been in the Beit HaMikdash every day of Sukkot, the mitzvah lulav is deoraita. Mm-hmm. Now, that's shitat Rashi. The Rambam, famously, in his Perusha Mishnayot, writes that any... What does the Rambam say mikdash is? According to the Rambam, mikdash is
the entire Yerushalayim.
The entire Yerushalayim ben HaChomot. All the... Tizrokotu. Anyway, so he says, according to the Rambam, the entire old city of Yerushalayim, Ben HaChomot, is included in the category of Mikdash, and that's why until today people try to go to the Kotel Ma'aravi during, try every day of Sukkot, to at least be Mekayim, even nowadays, Mitzvat Aseh every day of Lulav according to the Rambam. Mm-hmm. Most poskim disagree. Most poskim say, Rashi, Tosafot, they all said that it's a reference to the Azara only. But according to the Rambam, Zizeh. Now, what happens once the Beit HaMikdash is destroyed, says the Rambam as follows. Mishacharav Beit HaMikdash, hitkinu shiyeh lulav, nital bechol makom, shiv'at yimei achag, zechel HaMikdash. V'chol yom v'yom mevarech alav, asher kiddeshanu b'mitzvotav v'tzivanu, al netilat lulav, mipnei shim mitzvah midvrei sofrim. He says, Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai, the Gemara says, was mitaken that post-churban Beit HaMikdash, they would take the lulav for 7 days. Why? Zechel HaMikdash, because just like in the Mikdash, the mitzvah was for all 7 days, so too nowadays, not only in the Mikdash, but everywhere, Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai was mitaken that we take the lulav for all 7 days. Obviously, the difference is that on the first day, everywhere, the mitzvah is deoraita. Every subsequent day of Chag HaSukkot, it's only derabanan. Hence, by the way, there are certain years when the first day of Sukkot falls out on Shabbat, and the lulav is not taken, the mitzvah of lulav that year is only midrabbanan.
Last year, or two years ago, it was like that.
I think this past year. This year, it's going to be on. First day is going to be on Tuesday. But this past year,
bad for business,
huh? No, you'd be surprised. Hashem Yisrael, Baruch Hashem, Am Yisrael doesn't spend money both for the oraitas and the rabbanan. Hashem Yisrael. Yeah.
Whenever lulav is on Shabbat, also shofar is on Shabbat. Everything. It's a tough year.
It keeps on weaving.
Yeah, the Wi-Fi isn't strong. I have this anyway. I'm recording with this.
Okay, so mikol makom, the Rambam says, listen to what he says. V'takana zo, in kol ha-takanot she'itkin Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai mishacharav Beit HaMikdash, k'shibane Beit HaMikdash yechzeru ha-dvarim liyoshnam. Which means there are various mishnayot throughout Shas of different things that Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai was metaken. It's also Gemara Masechet Sukkah Daf Mem Dalet, right? It's in the fourth perek of Sukkah, yeah, over there, Lulav Arava. But there are certain things, take Lulav all 7 days. Blowing shofar in the Mikdash on Shabbat, Bimkom Beddin, yeah? Also, Shi Yom Henef Kulo Asur, with regards to Chadash V'Yashan, all these takanot, Zechel HaMikdash, when the Beit HaMikdash is rebuilt, Bimhera B'Yamenu, all of these takanot will disappear, and we'll go back to Din Torah, which is Bevet HaMikdash, all 7 days, and Chutz Levet HaMikdash, it's only going to be one day. What's interesting is, so this is how the Rambam introduces the mitzvah of lulav. If you look at the, all of the mefarshim ask on this, on the first Mishnah, we're going to see, Be'ezat Hashem, when we start learning Be'yun. By the way, the style of learning over here is that we learn the Gemara, Rashi, Tosafot, and I give out, you know,
source sheets,
some things you have in your Gemara, some things I bring from the outside, and whatever. So it's very good. Usually, you're able to be mechin, you're able to prepare for the shiur. As Katuv, the first Mishnah says, Lulav ha-gazul va-yavesh pasul. It goes through all of the dinim of Lulav. The second Mishnah, in the third Perek, Hadas ha-gazul va-yavesh. Then, Arava. Then, Etrog. What's interesting is, it seems not to follow the order of the Pasuk. Because in the Pasuk, what does the Pasuk say? Ulkachtem lachem bayom rishon pri aitzadav. First, etrog, kapot amarim, lulav, va'anaf etzavot, hadas, va'ar benachal, arava. So in the Pasuk, it's etrog, lulav, hadas, arava. Whereas, if you look in the Mishnayot, how does it go? Lulav, hadas, arava, etrog. Why does it go that way? And the Mefarshim are busy discussing why Davka it was in this order. So there is a interesting Rashi. Right in the beginning of the Mishnah, Rashi says, Lulav Hagazul. Before we get into the Dinim, Rashi kind of preempts the Perek and says, Lulav Kaf Shel Tmanim. Okay? Lulav is a palm frond, which is what we use. Vehadar Tane Hadas Ve'arava Be'apin Afshayu. And right afterwards, he doesn't speak about, okay, Lulav Hadas Arava Pasul. It doesn't say all of the Dinim. Each one gets a separate Mishnah. Mm-hmm. Comes the Pnei Yehoshua, and he says a very interesting diuk. Infers from this, he says like this. He says, Pnei Yehoshua, V'lechaora Tzfat Yeteru, Ma Ba Lelamdenu Baze. You know, what's Rashi coming to teach me? I know that each one gets its own Mishnah. You know how I know this even without Rashi? Look at the Mishnayot. So what do I need this for? V'anir'a le'anyu dati, he says, beautiful. The seder leshon ha-mishnah, kashita le'le Rashi. You know how you learn Rashi, by the way? This is Iyun.
What was he asking?
Huh? Anytime you learn Rashi, Rashi's not like Tosfot. Tosfot, in general,
tells you
when they have a question, boom, he'll tell you the question, he'll tell you the answer. The way to properly learn Rashi, this is the Iyun Asferadi Tahor, is every time you learn a Rashi, or any other Mefarish, you have to learn it, lehavdil elef rafei avdalot, like Jeopardy. Which means what?
What is Rashi's question?
What's Rashi trying? What was bothering him that he had to say this? Says the Pnei Yehoshua, I'll tell you what was bothering Rashi. Why do you have to say, Lulav, Adas, Arava, each one is learnt by itself. Each one has its own Mishnah. Says the Pnei Yehoshua, says, Behad denakat psule de lulav beresha mikame etrog. Rashi was bothered why the Perek began with the dinim of lulav as opposed to etrog. Shepatach bo akatuv techila, if you look in the pasuk starts with etrog, as lama kacha. Umishumachi haya beefshar lomar, dehai lulav dektane, haynu keshekvar hu agud im hadas va'arava, delfize shapir shayach leagdim lulav leetrog, deach atlata mine, veach achad mina, kedashkachan bechol duchta. Umishumachi kan mitzvah nikra al shem lulav. He says, Rashi's coming to tell you what? He says, oh! The only possible reason you may have thought that the Perek begins with Lulav is because the Perek, the Gemara, the Mishnayot and the Gemara are going to talk about the Mitzvah of Lulav as we know it when it's tied together. Then it makes sense. Why does the Bracha go on the Lulav? Why do we hold the Lulav in the right hand, which is the more Chashuv hand? Why? Because it has three out of the four Mitzvot. And therefore what? Ah, that's why we start with Lulav HaGazul. Says Rashi. Don't think that. He's debunking that theory. Why? Because in this Mishnah, we only talk about Lulav. Hadas and Arava have their own Mishnayot. So says Rashi, don't think that that's why the Perek started with Lulav, because it would be wonderful. And by the way, you're going to see a lot of these Mishnayot share the same laws. Gazul, Yavesh, Eidan Idachat. They all have the same. Say, how come the Mishnayot didn't say, Pashut, Lulav, Hadas, Va'arava, Hagzulim, Va'iveshim, Psulim. Didn't say that. Each one has different halachot also. They share similarities, but they also have differences. Says Rashi, don't think that's the reason. So, once Rashi debunked that, Zak the Pnei Yehoshua, we're back to square one. Okay, if they're not all tied together, so Be'emet, why did Lulav get a Kdima? Why did it get precedence over the Etrog? Managid, Takshibu Tov Tov. says the Pnei Yehoshua, as Don Adir, the Pnei Yehoshua is the king of Iyun. Iyun. You want to be Me'ayin Bagmara in Purat Yosef, when they wanted to learn Iyun, they would learn Gemara, Rashi, Tosefot, Meharsha, and Pnei Yehoshua is also.
Really? Was
Pnei Yehoshua and Meharsha, you want to know if you're Me'ayin, you want to know what it means to get into the Kishkes of the Gemara, Meharsha and Pnei Yehoshua. Listen. Says the Pnei Yehoshua like this. Zot ve'od acheret, yesvara lomar degazul lamifsil ela b'keagavna shegzala k'sheagud. Ma she'en ken k'shegazal lulav greda. If shadakanya be'yush. Okay, it says a different thing. Says, there are certain things by gazul. The first din of the Mishnah is gazul. He says, certain times by gzela, if you stole the lulav individually is going to be pasur. But once you tied it and you made it into an eged, that's called if the owner was mitya'esh and dinei gzela, if the owner gave up hope, and you tied the lulav with other minim, it's no longer just the lulav. What is this? An eged. It's now a, you know, it's a, It's shinui ma'aseh. You made it into something else. Now, whether shinui ha'chozer lebriyato, the Gemara is going to talk about that, a shinui that's undoable, that's reversible. Yeah? Can you bring lulav hadas ve'arava back to the original state? Bevadai. How?
Take it apart.
Just snip it. Yeah? So that the Gemara is going to deal with, the very first Gemara in our Perek. But he says, so why is it? So v'had patach belulav tchila be'emet, says the Pnei Yehoshua, why? Hainu ma'ay ta'ama gufa k'teparishit kivan de'aikar mitzvah dalet minim nikraim al shem alulav. Number one, says be'emet, all dalet minim are called on the name of the lulav. What do you make a bracha on?
Lulav.
By the way, we're going to see in the Gemara that a person may take all of the minim individually. If you take all the minim individually, one by one, the Gemara says, b'di'avad, yetza. And when you take each one individually, the poskim say, let's say you don't have an eged or he doesn't know, you're al mitzvat, al netilat lulav, al netilat hadas, al netilat etrog, al netilat arava. Aval mikol makom, ikara mitzvah is to take it when it's all bound together, and therefore it's nikra al shemen ulav. Yeah, that's one thing. The Gemara says, why do we make a bracha on the lulav? Two reasons. Either because most of the mitzvot are bound to the lulav, and number two, we're going to see in the Tosfot Yom Tov in a minute, another reason. Or, the Pnei Yehoshua says a different reason.
But for what? Why we make a bracha on the lulav?
Yeah. Or sheneimar, kevan de mipshata dikra lashamain an gazul biyavesh, ve'enach pesule, ela midrasha delachem ve'adar dikhtiva be'etrog, משום אחי, הקדמה לאנך מקמי אתרו, כדאמין על ברש פרק כמה דיבמות, ובכמה דוכתה, דחולמידה דעתיה מדרשה, חביב עלי, ושייך להקדומה. He says, another reason, הדר, the only thing in the Torah that it says explicitly has to be beautiful, which means not ugly, not dried, whatever, it says, בד אתרו, כתוב מפורש. Doesn't say the lulav, doesn't say by הדס, doesn't say by ערבה. How do we know by all these things? It's a drasha. We learned it out from different inferences and different drashot that the Chachamim made. Over there, since all of these halachot are derived only by method of drasha to lulav hadas va'arava, the Gemara tells us something that is derived from a drasha is more beloved to the Tana than something that's even written explicitly in the Torah. Mm. And therefore the Gemara wants to begin the perek with those halachot that aren't explicit. The things that are derived by means of drasha. That's why we start lulav, hadas, arava, and finally etrog. The Tosfot Yom Tov, Tosfot Yom Tov, Rebbeinu Yom Tov Halevi Lipin Heller. That was his name. He was a Talmid Muvhak of the Maharal Miprag. He took over the Rabbanut of Prague after his Rebbe passed away. I don't know if you know the Tosfot Yom Tov.
Who is his Rebbe?
Maharal Miprag.
Maharal Miprag.
Yeah. So the Tosfot Yom Tov drafted a special tefillah, a special mishaberach for whom?
Those who don't talk in shul.
Tosfot Yom Tov has a special mishaberach for those who don't talk in shul. The be'emet kacha. Some shuls actually read it. Mishaberach for mishaberach v'tenu kedoshim avraham yitzchak v'yaakov. Not only the people who donated money, it's a gam tov. Aval ma, the best thing is to donate money.
And don't talk.
Zeh a person who donates.
Huh? It's a blue card.
I don't know. Lo mishanei. Aval mikol makom. The point is. אין חילול השם יותר גדול. There's no greater חילול השם than talking during davening. השם ירחם ויציל. Person shows כאילו the שכינה, right? Because the shul is a place where the שכינה rests. Person talks in shul, tells the שכינה, דוחק רגלי השכינה. אין חילול השם יותר גדול מזה. It's a very, very big thing. So unfortunately, it's a pandemic. You know what I'm saying?
Especially after the pandemic, people who are still talking in shul.
Shem Yerachim, people who talk in shul after COVID, coming back to shul after COVID, you have to be mamash, you know, sick in the head. It's unbelievable. Aval, mikol makom, Baruch Hashem, like we've spoken about in the morning, right, I told Mikey, the Chazon Ish used to say, Choshech lo megarshim im maklot. You can't chase away darkness with sticks. How do you chase away darkness?
Light.
With light. It's something that's called in English, kill him with kindness. Person comes to you to talk during tefillah. Smile at him. It looks funny, but the guy's going to feel like so abang after that. No, but like that, they walk. Nechon kacha. That's the when the sefer.
Echad also.
Echad. The tefila Hashem Yerachem. So the Tosfot Yom Tov, the Baal Mechaber Tefila. For those who don't talk during the tefila, so he says like this. He says, you know why it's in this order? So ulfi shalulav neegadi ma'adas ve'arava kmo shkatav b'mishnachet hilkach mefaresh lo b'resha uchsidran בכתוב כפות תימנים וענף יצבות וער ונחל ואדם מפרש לאתרוג אף על פי דפרי עץ הדר ברש הכתיב ועוד הם מברכים על לולב הועילו במינו גבוה מכולם. He quotes the Gemara who says, why do we make the bracha on the lulav? Because it's the tallest of the trees, therefore it's the most chashuv, that's why it goes on the right hand. And for the same reason that the bracha goes and the chashivut of the mitzvah goes on the lulav, that's why also the perek started kedita bagmanat aflamed zayin. There's a sefer called Nachalat Yehoshua. He says, not Pnei Yehoshua, a different mefaresh. He says a different perush for why this perek starts with Dinei Lulav. He says, because what's the which species of the Arba'at Aminim has most of the vast majority of the halachot? Etrog has all the dinim of chaser and all the zachen are by etrog. So over there it makes sense. All of the things, most of the halachot are in etrog. You look in Shulchan Aruch also, the largest siman, it goes tafresh mem he vav zayin chet are the arba'at aminim. He lulav vav etrog zayin arava, very short tafresh mem chet. Wow, etrog aruch aruch.
Wait, what was the second one? The second one is hadas.
Yeah, it goes like the mishnayot. Lulav tafresh mem he vav zayin chet. Lulav, Hadas, Arava, Etrog. The longest siman and the longest one of the halachot in the Gemara is the Erev Etrog. And therefore what? The Mishnayot and the Gemarot want to do it as a lead up. Want to lead up first the shorter halachot, and then you leave the longest for last. That's another pirush. Yeh mashiyeh, lam shaneh. The Rambam, very interestingly, in the Yad HaChazakah, the Rambam explains the halachot based on the order of the pasuk. He doesn't follow the order of the Gemara. The Rambam himself, he goes, Etrog, Lulav, Hadas, Arava. Like the Pasuk, not like the Mishnayot. But later on, in Perichet, when he discusses the Halachot together, he goes like the language of the Mishnayot. Lulav, Hadas, Arava, Etrog. So, you know, the Rambam kind of switches it up. I'm sure, okacha, at least we know why the Gemara set it up in this way. Mizat Hashem, next week we'll start with the Mishnayot. We'll go through the Rishonim, Mizat Hashem, Achronim. Hopefully, we'll be able to get to Psak Halacha as well. It's very interesting Halachot. We focus over here on Musar also. Because a person has to be, you know, we're going to learn also during the summer, Bezat Hashem Sha'ar Bitachon, Rabbeinu Chaye, in Chovot HaLevavot. It's very important, especially in a generation like today. Emunah Bitachon is something that is irreplaceable. Person, especially in this generation, after COVID especially, if a person doesn't have Emunah Bitachon, we're toast. Person has to remember, and it's such a good, you know, such a good thing, because there's so many things that happen to a person throughout life. A person can mamash disintegrate from suffering if he doesn't have the proper amount of emunah bitachon in his life. So Bezat Hashem will be well-rounded this summer and hopefully prepare you to go back to yeshiva. You go back with a bren. You know, I'm here. And Bezat Hashem, you ask, you know, anybody who needs me, you have my number, you get on the...
You're
going to
get them to the chat
Monday.
You know, huh?
Once they make it through the summer. It's like an obstacle course, like a basic training. I don't know. And I'm saying over here, Haikar is, it doesn't matter. It doesn't... That's a different thing.
We'll get there.
Bezat Hashem.
What's the logo for the summer?
logo for the summer is...
Figure it out. It'll come.
F-O.
47th Street.
47th Street.
The Shem is a Gainam. It's 47th Street is now Gaza. It's Palestine. Anyway, the Kitsu. Lo kacha? It's... Unfortunately, Hashem, you can't walk with the kippah over there. Because otherwise you get firebombed. Yeah. That's the galus. You know what I'm saying? That's the galut now. Kadosh Baruch Hu is slowly but surely pushing us out. Melech HaMashiach is on his way. You better believe. And the first thing he's going to ask you, he's not going to ask you anything else. You know what Melech HaMashiach is going to ask you? What's he going to ask you?
Torah?
Ktzat Yudea, Tosafot Po, Rit Basham.
I thought it was Yiddish.
That's a different story. Aval Mikol Makom, you have to be ready for him. There's going to be Mifchan. There's going to be a test. Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to ask. Rabotai, let's prepare. But the most important thing is to be happy, to learn Torah b'simcha, to learn Torah b'nachat, to understand that this is the Avodat Hashem, and Be'ezet Hashem we'll all meet each other. Sunday's a fast day, I'll be here just for a little bit for Shiurim, but Monday we have to jump into it, Be'ezet Hashem, jump into Yom HaTorah, we'll see you then, Be'ezet Hashem. Kol Torah.